to make us strive and try harder to make everybody, get everybody taken care of.
Well, folks, if generations are going to Cohen's, maybe you need to start a family tradition and get by there today. You can always shop from home at thinkcohens.com, but I really encourage you to stop by the Boulevard there, 2515 Eastern Boulevard, right here in Montgomery. They're open 9 to 6 Monday through Friday and 9 to 4 on Saturdays. And be sure to find Michael himself or one of their great team members and tell them that you heard Michael on the radio with Joey and Eddie.
Yeah, because it's not often that I get to be with Eddie because, you know, he's on the paywall somewhere.
Yeah, say that some more. I need to hear that some more.
Thanks, Michael. Appreciate that.
Thank y'all.
Thanks, Michael.
You're welcome. Michael
Cohen, great guy, great sponsor here of the program.
I used to think so.
Final hour coming up. We'll try, Babs, if you're still listening, to not be so depressing. Be right back.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Stocks are sinking after a mixed start to earnings reporting season. J.P. Morgan Chase fell after giving a forecast for a key source of income that fell below analyst estimates. The pressure always on companies to produce fatter profits, but it's particularly acute now given worries that interest rates may stay high for a while. Worries about tensions in the Middle East is sending oil higher. Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida is scheduled to tour different parts of North Carolina to spotlight his nation's title as that state's biggest foreign investor. The prime minister also expected to attend a state luncheon at the governor's mansion and will visit North Carolina State University. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 498 points, the Nasdaq losing 274. This is SRN News.
Urgent Camp Lejeune settlement message. The government will soon begin providing fast, guaranteed settlements to Camp Lejeune Marines, families, and civilians. Awards will range between $100,000 and $550,000 with an option for higher amounts. If you or a loved one spent time at Camp Lejeune and suffered cancers of the bladder, liver or kidneys, leukemia, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, Parkinson's, or kidney issues, you may be entitled to a significant financial reward for your Camp Lejeune claim and could be paid within 60 days after accepting your settlement with your VA benefits fully protected. But the deadline for filing is fast approaching, so you need to act now. Call the James Harris Law Camp Lejeune helpline now to get the compensation you deserve. We're already fighting for thousands harmed by the water at Camp Lejeune, and with the deadline coming, you need to call now or you may forever lose your right to a settlement between $100,000 and $550,000. For your free evaluation, call 800-774-9900. 800-774-9900. 800-774-9900.
The Johnny Adams Law Firm, proud sponsor of the Rich Thomas Weather Network. You can't control the weather, but you can control your drive. Be aware of your surroundings in any weather. Be a defensive driver. Your family and friends will thank you. From the Johnny Adams Law Firm.
Rich Thomas Weather.
I'll tell you what, the weekend forecast is looking pretty exciting. Tonight will be a little chilly, clear skies, overnight low temperature down to about 46, but a beautiful weekend forecast. Lots of sunshine on Saturday and Sunday. We'll be teasing the 80-degree mark on Saturday, 83 on Sunday. I think that we'll be in the middle 80s on Monday and Tuesday, so an extended string of storm-free dry days with lots of sun. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane across from Del Rey to Publix.
1819 News.
A resolution supporting the end of U.S. taxpayer money going to the World Health Organization has caused some consternation within the Alabama House. Democrats objected strongly to the joint resolution that encourages federal lawmakers to end funding of the WHO. The resolution is being offered by State Representative Mac Butler in light of the WHO's proposed new COVID-19 pandemic responses, which only gives that international organization more power over the health and lives of Americans. The Democrats claim that conspiracy theorists are opposed to the WHO and its policies. The resolution did, however, pass the Alabama House with a 64-28 vote. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
I'm Amy Beth Shaver with Alabama Unfiltered Radio, and when I need the news, and I need it fast, I turn to Andrea Tice and the Daily Detail. On my way in, it is the most convenient, best way for me to digest what's going on so that I can use it for our show. She tells you what's going on in Alabama that day, first and fast. So listen to The Daily Detail with Andrea Tice. Don't miss out.
The Daily Detail is available wherever podcasts are found.
Democrat state lawmakers are introducing a bill that would change the state deadline for political parties to submit their certified nominees for the presidential race. The bill is being offered to help the Democratic National Conference due to its presidential convention being held 4 days after the August 15th deadline here in Alabama. The Republican National Convention is being held in July, so it's not having a problem with that deadline. Secretary of State Wes Allen revealed last week that state law has placed that deadline 82 days before an election, which, if not met, would take Joe Biden's name off the ballot. The bill that is being offered by Democrats would move the deadline to 74 days before presidential election. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Dot, spring is already here.
Oh, I'm so glad to. I'm tired of being cold. With spring, we're starting to bring out the wicker furniture. We are getting in the iron outdoor furniture and just a lot of things that's just going to brighten your day.
Now, if somebody needs some furniture for their home, you have a good selection, don't you?
If there's any furniture that you can't find anywhere else, come to Eastbrook because we have a wonderful selection of solid, good, heavy furniture at excellent prices. Actually, better than you're going to find anywhere else. Just come see us and walk around all three floors, and let's help you out to fill up those living rooms and dining rooms and bedrooms, but we've got it all.
Do you have any booth space available at this time?
I have booth space available, so come see us.
All right, give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6. Saturday is 9 until 6, and Sunday 12:30 to 4:30.
Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
David Little, Tucker Pecan. Things are changing at Tucker. They're moving to a new location. Here's, well, I don't think David's here. I think Foster's here.
Yes, it's Foster Grom. I am here. You know, David, he's out moving stuff for the new location, which is located at 135 Mulberry Street, which is absolutely wonderful. So we are going to be moving over there. And, you know, David has been working really hard trying to get everything moved. And they will be moved over and have all their candies and all their things they sell over at Tucker Pecan. They're going to have them over there on Mulberry Street. They might even surprise you. They're talking about having maybe some casseroles and some chicken salad, pimento and cheese, all kinds of things. They're working on all kinds of wonderful new things. You know, they'd make Jenny jump up and scream and holler. So that's what we're doing at Tucker Pecan. And you know what? They're going to be moving for long. So, you know, you call the same number, 262-4470, and you can get them at Tucker Pecan, or you can email them at sales@tuckerpecan.com.
How do you know once you pass that family and friends will get what you promised and that someone won't destroy or replace your will or trust with a fake one? How many copies of your will do you have and do your loved ones know where it is? Every time you change your will, you have to copy, distribute, and have it notarized. Put a stop to all of this at SecureAWill.com, where your important documents like last will, trust, or goodbye letter are stored until your passing. Then they send your info to whomever you've requested. You'll be 100% safe with voice biometrics and their new video signature. Visit them at secure-a-will.com.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Hello to all my friends in the great state of Alabama. This is Lee Greenwood, and I'm deeply honored to extend my wholehearted endorsement to a true American patriot, Dick Brubaker, for Congress. His proven track record of principled advocacy, effective leadership, and dedicated public service guarantees that he will always stand firm in defense of our rights, our values, and our future. God bless you in Alabama, and God bless the USA.
I'm Dick Brubaker, and I approve this ad.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for Montgomery's Conversational Radio Show. It's news and views on News Talk 93.1 FM. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. We'll be right back.
shit, dumb cracker. They broadcast me out on the radio.
Joey Clark.
Afternoon. Final hour of the program here on a Friday. That number is still 272-9228. That's 334-272-9228. And let's go right to the phones and talk to Clint. Hey, Clint, how you doing today?
What's up, guys?
How you doing, bud?
In Alabama.
We're surviving here today, Clint. Are you in Texas?
Well, yeah, this is where I'll be. I'm in Tomball, Texas.
Love it. All my exes live there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I ain't got no exes in Texas, so.
Well, I hang my hat in Tennessee.
My ex lives in Alabama. That's why I don't go back to Alabama.
Court ordered.
Well, hey, I got a question for you. How's a black vote looking for Donald Trump in the state of Alabama?
In just the state of Alabama? Bad? I don't know, honestly. I would say it's probably more than it's been historically. It seems to be the general trend.
I just wonder how many people are going to sit home without a Biden to push them over the top. It's just not worth going that day.
It's a strange election, don't you? The Hispanics? Again, the general trend is they're a lot more moving towards Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Especially, and whether you're talking black, Hispanic, whatever, you've got younger people.
Yeah.
Even by younger, I might mean guys in their 40s are starting to shift towards Trump. Or RFK Jr.
That's good.
Yeah.
All right, a couple more things, I'll be gone.
What you got, bro?
How's Mr. Dan Morris doing?
Last I talked to him, he's doing all right.
Been doing all right. A month or two since we texted with him, but he was doing well. Very complimentary of the show.
All right. I like Dan.
Me too.
He helped me out, so there you go. So.
Did you hear that O.J. Simpson died?
I don't care about that.
I'm just making sure you knew.
Yeah, I knew.
Okay.
It's been too much on talk radio. I mean, get over it. Man's dead. He did what he did. You know, you can't change it now.
So you think that he was guilty?
It's over. I do not know if he was guilty or not. I was not there, and I will not judge.
Well, there you go.
He was found not guilty in the court of law. So just let it go.
But he totally did it, right?
He did it, right?
But he did it, right?
I don't know if he did or not. Do you know if he did it?
Yes, to a moral certainty.
Yeah, he definitely did it.
He wrote a book called If I Did It, in which he described the murders in detail.
I know all of that.
Damn.
Yeah. But it still comes down to speculation.
And a lot of speculation.
Yeah, the speculation of the murderer.
But hey, he's dead and gone. Man's in his grave. Now, who does he answer to?
The juice answers to no one.
You know, he will talk to God.
Yes.
And God will make a decision. I never knew you, and he's going to be with Satan. But if he had given forgiveness, if he was a Christian, which I do not know, he'll be in good hands. Well, Jesus will forgive him of his sins.
So. Right, yeah. Well, I appreciate it, Clint.
You guys have a great weekend.
You too, Clint.
How about that Crimson Tide making the Final Four, man?
That was amazing, man. That was amazing.
First time in history.
Yep.
You know, I didn't care if they won or lost.
Yeah.
I was just happy they were there.
You would have been happier if they had won.
Well, of course I would have.
I agree with that. I would too.
But we didn't.
Nope.
Have a good weekend, guys.
See you, bud.
Appreciate it, Clint. 272-9228. In fact, here's one of the jurors on the O.J. Simpson trial being asked. We'll just listen in.
Do you think that they're members of the jury that voted to acquit O.J. because of Rodney King?
Yes.
You do?
Yes.
How many of you think felt that way?
Oh, probably 90% of us.
90%? Did you feel that way?
Yes.
That was payback.
Uh-huh.
You think that's right?
She just put her hands up.
Wow.
Boys. I've never wanted to punch an old lady more in my entire life.
Yep. Dude,
what a complete scumbag thing to say.
Well, I think she's saying the quiet part out loud.
Well,
quite
duh,
honest.
But I mean, still, it's like just...
Oh, I agree. Had the shoe been on the other foot, this was something you'd never live down.
Yeah.
But in some worlds, that's just perfectly normal. And
yeah.
I don't agree with it at all.
What she essentially said was that that was like a portion of reparations.
Yep. Yes.
Which is the most grotesquely immoral statement I think I've heard today, and I'm a journalist for a living. I sift through immoral statements for a living.
Well, but that's not all. Let's go to CNN's coverage of OJ's death.
Right.
But it was so racially charged because of what had happened just before with Rodney King, but also just how Black Americans feel about policing. It's not like OJ Simpson was the leader of the civil rights movement of his era. You right. know, he wasn't a social justice leader, but he represented something for the Black community in that moment, in that trial, particularly because there were two white people who had been killed, and the history around how Black people have been persecuted during slavery. There were just so many layers. And I guess I would just close with this, is that there was racial tension then, there is racial tension now. It might not be the backdrop of the Trump campaign, but until this country is ready to actually have an honest conversation about the racial dynamics from our origin story till today, we will always have moments like O.J. Simpson that manifest, and our country will always be divided if we don't actually deal with the issue of race.
I would like to grab her by the back of her head and just mush it into a bucket of Legos. Just like
Legos.
you're disciplining a puppy for going doo doo on the carpet. What a contemptible, garbage human being you have to be to go on television and say that. He killed two people. He murdered them. And yes, we all saw the Rodney King footage. You know what? Rodney King got up.
Mm.
He got up, and he got paid, too. So, to compare and to say that we believe an injustice has been done, therefore... So she said it with like a tone of approval too.
Yes,
that it was owed for us to let people don't really know how much OJ was loved at this time. He was adored during mm-hmm. that time in '95, the year I was born, around that time. But it's like it's acceptable to let one injustice go to make up for a series of other injustices is the most morally contemptible frame of mind that someone can have.
Right, because I got a feeling it's just going to be injustice all the way down.
Yeah, yeah.
Vengeance.
Eye for an eye, whole world blind, that kind of thing.
Well, then my favorite take came from, of all people, Joy Reid. She compared Donald Trump to O.J. Simpson. And that
yeah,
he,
I heard that one get
he wants
in there.
Emotions to win out over the basic facts, all these trials against him.
Yeah. So you're saying he did it then, Joy? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah,
he did it?
Right.
But again, Donald Trump never killed... actually, he kind of killed... He killed kind of a lot of people during his presidency.
Sure.
But
That's part of the job.
Yeah, it's part of the job.
Yeah.
But he's never actually killed anyone.
Right.
So the comparison... By the way, how did Joy Reid and whoever that lady was, how are they able to make the... Why is it always Trump? He's like, we're talking about the juice. Mm. Why are we bringing it back to Donald Trump?
Well, because they're talking negative, so we must continue the negative talk by making sure we throw Donald Trump's name in there to remind everybody that he is negative.
No, and what I heard there is that until we accept a system of redistribution in the name of socialism, yeah. with instead of, you know, being like, we're going after the kulaks, we're going after Whitey or something, I don't think it's actually going to resolve anything. Again, it's going to be injustice all the way down. It's going to be constant griping. If anybody's responsible, it's individuals. And if you're constantly using group guilt and group pride in order to bang one another over the head, well, that's human history.
Yeah.
I guess we ain't gonna outlive it. But just how, like, the idea that because something in the past happened that I had nothing to do with, I now have a claim to use the force and fear and law of government to go after and make claims on other people's lives. It's just, it's obscene.
Yeah.
But it's human history most of the time. some group, you look at how people define themselves even from the beginning, it's like we're the good ones as opposed to that group over there. We haven't outgrown our programming, I suppose. Yeah, it's just nonsense. Hey, let's go to Randall. Hey, Randall.
Randall.
Baby. Hey, you hear me?
I hear you, brother.
All right. Info, man. Y'all been on some good stuff, man. I ain't gonna lie. I'm slipping so bad. I got so much. But the first thing I want to say, because the end of the story yesterday, that was one of my brothers that Ray Bo was sitting beside. And I'm saying to this, to there's a few people, you know, there's folks out there, you always say y'all care for and all right. this. I'm telling you right now, there's four people that ain't blood related to me that call me right now and say, I need you to go to prison, risk your life for me. I'm there. And he's one of them. Lunch. I'll buy that man the world. You know what I mean, right? So next time, and if y'all want somebody that's, man, pure, and you need some house plan drawn up, or you want to add expansion, man, get with Ray. Go through Ray to get that man. Not a lot of people can't touch him. So for him to throw his name across the radio air like that yesterday, that was very, very impressive, Ray, for you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. And I'll buy you lunch, Ray, because I need some carpet padding to go on my wall for my podcast. I'm going to get podcasted like it is, dude.
There you go, man.
Anyway, I just want to say that. And then, on the disease, you know, y'all was talking about earlier, the names that we don't need to forget and let go by the wayside, how you kind of, we can still get to this stuff. I sent y'all three on y'all messenger stuff that happened in the North Carolina lab. But we also, it's hooked to New York. And Ralph Barwick is a name that we need to keep. Yeah, Barry. Yep. And then Richard Ebright. And then also Alina Chan, she's the one that got this rolling, I guess, and made me look. I don't know how long, you know, me and Go people already knew about North Carolina and Chapel Hill and what happened out there the sixth time. I mean, a rat bit somebody and got the disease started. So, and the disease started right there in North Carolina before it was shipped to Wuhan. And I just, you know what I mean? You look and you say there's hope but. Man, you wanted to hurry up, come up, but going on to some health stuff, and y'all was talking about health and about the marriage, and you had the commercial who sponsored this segment. I was sponsoring another segment, but man, there's a thing called a beauty massage belt, and it's for both. The husband needs to buy a juicer. I mean, a real juicer. You just throw the whole fruit in there. You don't even have to take the green stuff off the strawberry. And buy this, and it's a two-person machine. She's on one side, you on the other. While you're going to get your stuff right, this machine will take care inside health and outside. And there's nothing that, I mean, when we got to take care of inside health.
But this is a massage belt?
Yeah, but she can get on one side and use one belt. You can get the long belt and no muscle go down to your ankle.
Do you have to strap it to the ceiling like it's a swing or something? What is this thing?
It gets to the same point for a woman. Let me tell you, you could be looking dead in her eyes and be like, "Babe, I've been wanting to, you know what I mean, you to get to that point." And you can set different settings. It's got five settings. I mean,
I'm becoming increasingly more concerned as this conversation
yes, me
goes
too.
On.
Let's go back to O.J. Simpson and race relations.
Website is this available?
O.J. Simpson, his son, the reason that you are starting to hear about the implants getting cut out, you didn't ever hear about it before, and on Greg's show where it's first done, I first heard about it. But see, so many people know that Jason killed these people, and they let some of Jason Simpson, his son. No, ain't no theory. He killed. I was 100% sure until I heard about the breastplate getting cut out. I ain't falling for it. I want to know whether they cut out post-mortem, pre-mortem. I mean, was she warm? Because that right there makes you be like, ain't no son going to do that to no, stepson even going to do that. But a husband would if he really killed her. And plus, they tried the darn glove on with a glove on in front of us. I wasn't watching it, but now that I went back and watched it, he had a glove on, trying a glove on.
That glove had been blood and everything else on it.
Yeah, and also there's a lot of speculation that he had stopped taking his arthritis medication.
Hey, if the glove don't fit, he must have quit.
By the way, I can make any glove not fit on my hand. That's the most ridiculous.
When you just
yeah. He's like, oh look, I can't get it on. Boo.
His son done it, and he was just like I would go to prison for Steve. That's my life. OJ was willing to go all the way, but OJ was loving.
Randall,
right.
There are certain things you probably shouldn't say on the public airwaves. It's one thing to say I'm generally ride or die for some people, but, like, come on, man.
I mean, lost. All right, brother.
I am, too.
And then I want to say what's so funny. Last Friday, we had Craig doing the same, what's that dude's name with the lawnmower ain't got no gas in it?
Sling Carl.
That's when we learned Craig was so good with it, man.
Randall right there. Well, he did me something good right there.
Well, Randall, I'm going to have to go look up this massage belt now. If it's some freaky-deaky porn shows up, I'm going to blame you. Thank you, sir.
Massage belt with the juicer.
Yes,
see you, buddy.
Get some juice in there.
Some tater tots.
Tater tots.
Let's go to Papa B.
Hey, Papa B.
You know, I smoked pot one time or a couple of times when I was in college. Mm-hmm. 22 years old. You know, that's 45 years ago now, I guess. 40-something. Anyway, you know, Randall, he makes me want to go back to smoking pot. I need to relax my mind after I hear this guy. I love Randall, but his mind bounces around like a ping pong ball, man.
So does mine. Be nice.
Yeah, I'm the same way. Well, I can't sleep.
But I'm with you. Let's smoke.
Joey doesn't care about my sobriety. It's really mean.
Better
than Bill Maher.
It's like Bill Maher's show. Yeah.
What a douche.
Right.
Anyway, so. You know, here we go, OJ, one more time.
Pulp or no pulp?
The guy was such, it was such a heinous crime. You know, I don't believe in adding adjectives to crime, like hate crime, as if that means it's worse. You know, crime is a crime, but if there ever was such a thing as a hate crime, this was a blatant hate crime, man. Mm-hmm. I mean, this psychotic. Thing.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and I think one of the things that kind of strikes me is the prosecution in that trial. They had such hubris, they just knew that all they had to do was present that evidence and they were going to, you know, get a guilty conviction. You know, stupidity, just dumb. I think that I did too. I thought, you know, good night, this is sewn up, you know, in the bag. And I think one of the things that came out of that whole trial was the realization of the absolute hate that some in the black population have for, you know, I guess. I mean, I hate to be tribal about it, but I guess, you know, whatever you might want to say about toward black folks or toward the law or however you want to put it, I was just blown away by it, actually. Why shouldn't I have been? What am I missing on it? You know, were y'all not similarly taken aback?
Well, I mean, at the time, I was like, you like weren't, seven. Yeah.
At the time, I was a few months old.
Yeah. What about you, Eddie? At the time when all this was going down with OJ, how old were you?
Oh, I was a teenager. Watched the whole thing.
What'd you think at the time?
100%.
Were you shocked as Papa B about, man, people ain't getting along about when it comes to the race?
No.
You weren't shocked?
No.
Well, you did.
Not at all.
Yeah, you know, I remember your humble beginnings.
Right.
Yeah.
No.
Well, that was, I mean, the Rodney King thing is relevant just for the time frame and obviously the... what were the folks, the Simi Valley folks? What was that brigade called? The Rampart Division. The Rampart Division of the LAPD. They obviously had some issues.
Yeah.
Again, there was a lot of issues nationally going on with how police treat, and there still is, with how police treat people and black people. And so, it's fine to be okay with that. It's fine to be upset with that. It's fine to be upset that that happens. That. But it's not okay to justify butchering two human beings as a form of reparations just because you were really good at running with a football. That's well, preposterous. And see,
that's tribalism right there. That's where tribalism gets you, and that's what we're still in is tribalism. And we've got, I mean, I'm not talking about it. The tribalism is coming from only one side, though, okay? Because like you said, it's okay to be mad about something a cop did to, you know, somebody.
Right.
Okay? But you can't, you know, go back and say, because he did this, I'm going to do that to somebody else.
Agreed.
Well, and I think everybody needs to hear, and I mean everybody, white, black, or whatever, that the reason your life is so awful, if it is because of you.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like, that's how it's going to be at the end of the day.
Yeah. You're responsible for your own happiness.
Yep.
Sorry, but that's just how it is.
So, anyway. All right, guys. Well, I'm done. I hope this is the last time I say anything about O.J. Simpson. I'm with, what was that guy's name? Bruce Jenner. He used to be Bruce Jenner. The good riddance.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Probably the smartest thing he's done in a while.
Well, he had to deal with the Kardashians.
Like, yeah, he did.
Poor Robert Kardashian. Poor Robert.
During all that, though, that's the first time that I ever saw total chaos reign in the U.S. with no one being able to stop it. Because it went on for days at a time.
Mm-hmm.
That, and again, I was younger. I've seen that in other countries, but it was the first time I thought, holy crap.
Yeah,
but also, I think people learn from that, and when they want something done, they want something changed now, that's the method they go to because it works.
Yeah.
Hence, palette of bricks.
I mean, that's why Cochran had the Muslim Brotherhood get involved. That's why he had Farrakhan involved, and that's... I mean, Cochran, and again, him and Robert Kardashian kind of got theirs. They both died young of cancer.
You know, all of them died of cancer?
That's
all
crazy.
Did Shapiro die of cancer?
He was the first.
No, wow. Shapiro didn't die first. There's no way. No, Shapiro's still kicking. I'm 100% sure about
that. Sure?
Yeah.
I think it was Robert Shapiro.
Yeah. Robert Shapiro, yeah. I'm gonna Google him.
Okay.
Let's go to Eric the dog while you look that fellow up. Hey, Eric.
Hola.
What up, dog?
And I think Randall's trying to do a commercial for that store out there on 31.
Hey.
Well, we were looking for some clamps earlier today, so.
Just be careful. Make sure they're the kind that are stainless so the ends don't burn.
Well, I was just trying to put this Alabama flag up in the background, and just to make it clear.
Like I said, make sure the ends don't burn. They got that good stainless steel, so you can't tell that you've been sparking in. I mean, burning the end of it.
Okay.
And Craig, look here, buddy.
What's up?
I know you're a pretty big old boy right there, but let me tell you something. You do not ever defile Legos with that lady's face.
Yeah, he was pretty upset about that.
Off-brand Legos. Is that okay? Because they're not actual Legos, like blocks.
Yeah.
Right. Just like some Dollar Tree blocks.
As long as they're sufficiently equitable number of each color in there, and then you do it, I'm okay with it.
Yes, but it'll be a rainbow.
You gotta make sure, right, there you go. And, you know, throw some Skittles in there just for good measure, you know, so it's not complete torture.
Talk about waste. Man, I'm not wasting good Skittles as a form of punishment. Oof.
Well, you know, if you throw those things, they turn into pretty good BBs.
Oh, yeah, I used to shoot them out these giant straws that we'd have for, like, boba.
Yeah.
And I'd shoot them at my friends.
Ooh, that would hurt.
Yeah.
Mm. If you put them in with M&M's, it really pisses people off.
You guys, I mean, you like Skittles. Is there a human being on planet Earth that doesn't like Skittles?
I haven't had Skittles.
Not with my M&M's, I'm good.
Well, they didn't do themselves any favor when they had that mantra, taste the rainbow, and then, taste, you know, the LGBTQ people. That's not a good look.
I'd be gay for Skittles.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Well, yeah. I mean, we don't have a price.
What about Starburst?
No, I'm not a Starburst guy.
Oh, really? Not even the red?
No.
But Airheads.
The Reds are the best. But Airheads, I love me some Airheads.
Okay. Oh, all right.
Some cherry. Some
red. Airhead, redhead?
Yeah, a red Airhead.
Eric, I'm reading between the lines. Are you a fan of Gushers?
Absolutely. Okay. I mean, no.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I heard that's a medical condition. You're not supposed to be ashamed of it.
Yeah, Abraham Lincoln had it. He treated it with mercury.
Yeah, read the fine print on that massage belt if that's one of your medical underlying conditions.
What is it, a Z-Pack? Yeah, get yourself a Z-Pack.
Not used in a manner other than directed. Oh,
Love y'all.
Later, man. We gotta hit this break now. We'll be right back.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now you can add the power of digital advertising to the number one reach of radio. Let Blue Water's 20 years of local advertising and marketing success show you how. Grow your business with a complete suite of digital solutions combined with the reach of the most listened to radio group in the River region. Call us or go to BlueWaterBroadcasting.com to find out how we can increase your return on investment. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Hey, if you are push mowing your yard using an inefficient lawn tractor or your current zero turn spends more time in the shop than mowing your grass, it's time for you to look at a Hustler zero turn lawnmower. Residential mowers from Hustler are built like tanks and drive like sports cars. All Hustler mowers have fabricated welded steel decks. Don't settle on that cheap unit with flimsy stamped decks from the big box stores. Go to Dietzville Ace Hardware and they'll guide you to the right mower for your property and your budget. Find them at Dietzville Ace Hardware, US 31, just north of the Pine Level exit.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Joey Clark.
Oh, welcome back. Man, we were talking about fat boy stuff off the air.
Oh, yeah. Y'all guys aren't good for my diet. Every time we get together, we just talk about food, food, food.
I saw a guy last night, a 7-pound Hawaiian barbecue sandwich. Mm. One of those guys that can eat all that stuff. 7 pounds.
That's crazy.
What, have you, 15 minutes.
Yeah, have you ever seen the YouTube channel Beard versus Food?
That's
or Beard
that's
versus
the
Food?
Guy. Oh,
dude,
yeah.
That guy is... it makes zero sense.
It doesn't. He's so skinny for one.
Yeah.
But he's one. He consumes 7 pounds of that sandwich. 15 minutes.
He's a British guy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so he ate this pork pie. Now picture like the base of a wedding cake.
Okay.
But it is just a bunch of pork encased in you know those British casings that they put like a pie, like a British pie.
Sure.
And it was like 8 pounds of pork in there. And he just sends it back in one sitting. And it makes
people laugh and think when they see it, they're like, there's no way, you know. You're gonna we had these 300-pound guys in here, they can't do it. He knocks it out.
It's not. The volume is bigger than his torso.
Yes.
Like it doesn't make sense physically.
Right.
But yeah,
I've watched some of these things, like these oversized pizzas or the oversized burgers. Yeah. Like, how are you doing that? Where are you putting it?
I will tell you though, you'd think that this sounds counterintuitive, but watching him when you're like super hungry during a diet is actually very helpful because you just get sick watching him eat the food.
Right.
You're just like, oh God.
But he always says, oh, it's so good.
Yeah. Well, and there's so much so-called food porn online. What's the guy's huge show? It's called Best Food Review Show Ever or something like that. And his story's crazy amazing where he leaves Minnesota, poor, had no job. Like, he's just trying to, he's like, I'll go teach English in South Korea without a passport. So he kept having, or without an actual work visa. So he kept having to go to this small island in Japan to get his passport stamped to then, like, come back. And he was getting paid under the table in cash, which actually worked out, and then it built into this media production where he now I think lives in Thailand or Vietnam or something and travels all over the world reviewing food.
Yeah.
And he's got, you know, 10-30 million followers, I think. It's great.
So what's the most food you ever eaten in one sitting?
One sitting? Oh, that's, I don't know.
6 Big Macs.
6?
Yep.
See, I think I might have you beat here because right when I got sober, my sponsor told me when you're hungry, eat.
Mm-hmm.
When you're tired, sleep. And when you want to drink, go to a meeting. Those were when I joined recovery, those were the tips he gave me.
Yeah.
And so I was just having a bad day and I went and got 5 of those Popeye spicy chicken sandwiches. Oh, now, Lord. I don't know if you remember
5?
The size
Dude,
of them.
Yeah, they were big ones.
Massive.
Yeah.
And my wife comes in after I'm finishing the 5th one. And obviously we weren't doing great at the time because I just got sober.
Yeah.
And I just looked up at her like a golem just snacking on a dead fish. And I was like, don't look at me. I'm ashamed.
Look away.
I don't remember the most I've ever eaten, but I definitely ate like 50 pizza rolls the other night.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I never counted.
Just one of those bags. Well, it's a 50-count bag. I ate the bag.
I've done that before. Oh, yeah. I've done that before. Dude, pizza rolls. Talk about, like, it tastes like cancer. Like, you know this is bad
yeah,
for
it's
you.
Just right. hot
but
lava.
I'll still do it.
Yeah, it's just delicious. Let's go to line one. You're on there. Who's this?
Good afternoon, Joey.
Simpler days.
How you doing? Buddy, how you doing?
Well, I know we need to have a conversation about race, but, and I know, Joey, you're not responsible for what happened in the past, but we do know who is responsible, and that's those great Democrats of the past. But we want to have a conversation about that, identifying who was responsible and what party they were affiliated with. And we won't have a conversation about the slaughter that goes on every weekend in these blue cities like Chicago, Detroit, Cleveland, Los Angeles. We won't have a conversation about that because there's no racial component to it.
Right.
What conversation do we need to have about race? What's this conversation
that needs
to
just,
happen?
It's a fiction, a nonsense fiction we've woven around how we look.
No, I'd like to be able to have an honest conversation about race where we can literally have that honest conversation. Both sides are just as much at fault, and we've got to come to an understanding. And until then, we got nothing.
No, I guess, go ahead, simpler days.
I was just saying, I guess we need to all admit, acknowledge that the sins of our fathers have been passed down to us and that we are responsible in some way. I guess that's the first thing that's going to have to happen.
I would have to respectfully disagree.
100%. 100%.
Yeah. I know 3 generations of my family going back to one extent or another. Other than that, I'm a bit oblivious. I am not responsible for their behavior in any way. It's literally a principle of human autonomy. Now, you can acknowledge that a wrong was committed.
True.
Absolutely. You'd have to be foolish not to. That being said, I hold zero culpability and zero responsibility, and I refuse to apologize for the alleged, because again, I don't know any particular alleged sins of my ancestors. That has nothing to do with me. And by the way, if you follow the ancestral scale, everyone's got some nastiness. It is unavoidable in this terrestrial plane in which we inhabit. So, I love you like a brother, but I simply refuse.
Well, I think he was also being a bit facetious.
Oh, was he being facetious? Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm so sorry.
Well, evidently you won't get a chair at the table then. That's true.
I'll bring the Skittles. I'll be popular.
Have a good weekend.
You two separate days.
Let's go to Sam. Hey, Sammy.
What up, Sammy?
Gentlemen, thank you for taking my call. I was going to tell a story I've told before. I'll try to be brief. I'm talking about OJ. Mm-hmm. And, he transcended all races and cultures. You know, he how popular he was. And I was going to share this. Craig, when I was in the jungles of El Salvador in 94.
El Salvador.
I would completely cut off. Man, you know, we're rotating people in and out. And I was out doing a survey. Way, you know, it's one of these where you bring your lunch, probably a couple days more. But I remember coming over, hearing over the radio, you know, the report going back and forth. And the day the white Bronco chase, that came over. Mm-hmm. It was just amazing. Mm-hmm. You know, and, what I was just trying to say is, man, it's amazing how popular OJ was. Hey, come on, my voice is, guys, I got to get off the radio.
All right. Say, Shami.
I'm sorry, man.
No, you're good.
272-9228.
Who do you think owns the Bronco now?
I don't know.
Because I know it went to auction a couple different times. I remember when it gets sold, they'd kind of make a news story. It sold for this much more.
I do know that those new Broncos suck.
I've heard that.
Yeah, they do.
I have heard that.
They look
so
ugly.
Disappointing. Because I was really hoping, and I don't know why, they always screw it up. Whenever they re-release something like that, you always hope for the best.
And the Stingray, they did
the
good.
Worst.
The Stingray, I've heard some good things about those.
Yeah, it looks pretty good. And the Challenger looked good. But they don't have the... the old school.
Yeah, that old school look, there's something
about
it.
It's like with a truck, a square body. Truck. Oh, there's just something about that.
Yeah, like those old, what are they, like... 7.3 liter diesels that Ford makes. What's the name of them?
Turbo diesel, Cummins diesel.
Yeah. Well, I mean the Ford ones specifically, those old school ones. I have a buddy that has about two or three of them that he fixes up. Gorgeous trucks. Now, like they get like 6 miles to the gallon, right? You know. Right.
Well, because they knew then that gas is cheap.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, we've been hijacked since then and taught to believe that gas is not cheap.
I tell you, have you seen the new TRXs?
No, I have not.
They are so... it's a truck, and again, it gets terrible gas mileage, but they are stupid fast.
Really?
They're the response to the Ford Raptor, which is like their sports truck, and actually on the engine block, there's a picture of a T-Rex, because it's TRX, T-Rex with a Raptor in its mouth.
I like that.
They're crazy expensive. They don't lose their value, but they are... You can't comprehend how fast it is. So, yeah, that's kind of my dream truck at the moment.
Well, we have to hit a break. But first, this part of the program brought to you by Pest Pro Services. And they're Pest Pro. They're ready to help you out. You know, 'tis the season. Spring is sprung.
Oh, yes.
And mosquitoes are out in force, for instance. And so if you actually want to enjoy your property, enjoy, say, the front porch or the backyard, without being eaten up or without having to... light up candles that don't really work or spray yourself with, you know, off or something.
Right.
Nobody wants to do that.
Nobody
it smells
wants that.
Gross and it just feels gross. Mm-hmm. And why not have your yard just treated by Pest Pro Services? And folks, it works.
Works for me, man.
We did the ultimate test with Eddie's place up there on the lake, and that's mosquito central.
Very much so, Joey. And I'm telling you, I've been up there every day since then. No skeeters. We've had how many storms
come through?
Especially
with you, with your sweet meat. They ain't even going after you.
Well, honestly, the biggest test is my wife. She can get, there'll be no mosquitoes nowhere in the world. They'll come bite her. She has no trouble.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then also, termites can be a big issue this time of the year. So you might as well go ahead and get termite treatment done. Get an inspection done, get treatment done before you ever have termite damage, because the damage is much more expensive to
fix.
And any pest control problem you might have, Pest Pro Services has your back. You might as well make them your everyday pest control company. That number, 265-9990. That's 265-9990. Or you can always go to ppsriverregion.com or search Pest Pro Services on the Book of Faces. When you want to know, call a pro. Pest Pro Services. And be sure to tell them, well, you heard about them here on the radio with Joey and Eddie.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing. It's time to get your cooling system ready for the long, hot summer. Call today about the advantages of the Clark Club membership to be sure you're covered. Call 277-2125. Better call Clark. Alabama certification number 09098.
Rich Thomas Weather.
I'll tell you what, the weekend forecast is looking pretty exciting. Tonight will be a little chilly, clear skies, overnight low temperature down to about 46, but a beautiful weekend forecast. Lots of sunshine on Saturday and Sunday. We'll be teasing the 80-degree mark on Saturday, 83 on Sunday. I think that we'll be in the middle 80s on Monday and Tuesday, so an extended string of storm-free dry days with lots of sun. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
ASC Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 4.75% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASC.
This is your roving reporter, and today I am talking with an elk.
Hey, man.
Mr. Elk, I was just wondering, what do elk do to take care of their money?
Well, like most smart folks, we call David Erdit.
You mean Alabama's most favorite asset preservationist?
That's him, man. We call him up at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
I see.
Yes, he is our preferred money man.
The money man with the money plan.
You've been paying attention.
Well, could you give us those numbers one more time?
334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. And I just want to try to give you a heads up, man.
Oh, what's that?
I'm not an elk.
Not an elk, huh? Well, then, pray tell, what are you?
Knights of Columbus.
I am not even going to make a comment.
Well, the baby liked it.
In Alabama, more than 200,000 of our friends and neighbors are living without health coverage. Often folks can't stay healthy enough to keep their jobs. We need to fix this. Contact Governor Kay Ivey and let her know. Now is the time to close the coverage gap and cover Alabama.
Paid for by the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network.
Hello to all my friends in the great state of Alabama. This is Lee Greenwood, and I'm deeply honored to extend my wholehearted endorsement to a true American patriot, Dick Brubaker, for Congress. His proven track record of principled advocacy, effective leadership, and dedicated public service guarantees that he will always stand firm in defense of our rights, our values, and our future. God bless you in Alabama, and God bless the USA.
I'm Dick Brubaker, and I approve this ad.
What are you planning on using your tax refund on? With Southern Steel's strong, durable, and built-to-last metal structures, you can build anything from towering warehouses, pole barns, manufactured metal roof panels, or even a barn dominium. Save time and money with a quick turnaround and enjoy unmatched protection against the elements. Whether you're a business owner seeking efficiency or a homeowner looking for peace of mind, choose Southern Steel for a lifetime of security. Trust in quality. Visit them today and build your dreams in steel. 1295 North McDonough Street, 240-2223.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back. The News and Views in the afternoon, or as we're calling it online, Joey Clark Live. You can always like and subscribe there to Joey Clark Live on YouTube, or just watch on the X platform at the Joey Clark on Twitter X. And, well, without further ado, we have the one and the only Ray Bowles from Prattville Carpet on the line. Hey, Ray, how you doing?
Man, I am doing great. What a day. We have been, this has been a busy week. Just all the way around, it's been a great week.
Well, I love hearing that.
Busy as can be. Handling this thing, handling that thing. I'm I'm actually headed towards Auburn right now. I made a mistake and set the wrong color box to do a repair with. It's not the worst thing in the world if it wasn't in Auburn, Alabama.
Yeah. Wow. God's country.
Yeah, Auburn is beautiful. I miss that place. Mm-hmm. So what do people, what do you think is fashionable? What's like the most popular product you think you have these days?
You know, it is hard to explain on the radio because I'm a visual product from Mohawk. That's a crossbreed between a Lambda and a Final Flight. Mm-hmm. It's absolutely gorgeous. Hardest thing I have to scratch. You can take a 2 pound weight. Like, I got a big old 2 pound weight, just drop on it, won't dent it.
Oh, wow.
It's so durable. It's absolutely crazy. It's waterproof, and as always, I tell people, waterproof unless you have a water damage, and then that's not qualified. We're talking about you can overmop it, dog does something it shouldn't do, you don't catch it, no big deal. Absolutely the most bulletproof floor we have. And it's the same price as everything else. It's around $6 a foot installed.
It's pretty good.
That's not bad at all. And you're still doing those free in-home measurements? That's why you're so busy?
I am, and Angie's over here making fun of me because I talk it with my hands. She's driving down the road.
And so, folks, you need to call a Prattville Carpet today, 285-8117. They can steer you in the right direction in terms of great product selection. And again, they'll come to you, measure there in your home for free, and get you ready for that job to get done. And when you call 285-8117, be sure to tell them that you heard Ray Bowles on the radio here with Joey and Eddie.
Hey, y'all. Have a great weekend.
You too, Ray.
You too, Ray. See you, bro.
So did we learn anything today? I apologize for my... It was a low-energy day for me. It was just a...
Low-energy Joey Clark.
Yeah, like, I've been... Nah, I'm just not in the mood.
He took the vaccine.
Yeah,
you're all right. I gave him the vaccine. Yeah. Has the virus.
I don't do a good Trump, sorry.
I'm the genie. Yeah. I'm granting wishes. If you put on my shoes, Trump shoes, are they sold out, loser? You should have got them early.
You know, I think this is the most that Eddie and I have ever agreed during like one show. Like,
I know.
We like old cars. We like food.
Right. We do love food.
We found out that you like pizza rolls.
Yeah, you like pizza rolls.
I adore
with
pizza
ranch.
Rolls.
Yeah,
with
sure.
Ranch.
Now, when it's you good, eat man. Pizza, yeah. Do you ever dip your crust?
Sure.
Yeah,
100%.
Just the crust.
Have you ever tried the blue cheese?
Yeah, I've tried that.
I love the blue cheese.
What do you think you're talking to?
To me, blue cheese is wings.
I agree, but that's why I made the transition.
Right. Yeah, see, I prefer blue cheese to ranch with wings, but everything else, like I would put like a cadaver's toe in ranch and eat it. Like,
but then there are certain types of blue cheese in ranch that are too tangy or too weird. I don't know. Certain brands I just don't like.
Yeah, fat-free ranch. What the heck is that all about?
Oh, that's just a joke.
Well, there is some like blue cheese that you get that has like a particular sting to it. That doesn't make any sense.
It. Yeah. I don't like it at all.
When we used to have a restaurant years ago, we'd get gallons of blue cheese delivered. And for one time, we had a guy at work for us. He's like, hey, man, I threw that thing of dressing away. It's like, why? Well, he opened the lid. It was just all mold on the top.
You know, there's a sponsor on this, on the station. Sinclair's blue cheese dipping sauce is amazing.
I believe, yeah.
So where are we on feta, gentlemen? Do we like feta?
I like feta, but I'm not a big fan. I can.
No, I had some like a literal classicist Greek expert when I did some summer school at Samford. He took us to a Greek restaurant and taught us how to do the baked feta with the olive oil and all that.
That sounds delicious.
I'm telling you, a gorging snack that I like is you just take some cherry tomatoes, cut them up, chop up some basil, balsamic, feta, mix it all up in a bowl. That sounds pretty good. Oh, yeah.
That sounds pretty dang good.
That's good. Awesome. Nice and fresh.
Mm. All right. Nice pasta salad.
Yeah.
Mm, that'd be good.
We're going to have that conversation about race one of these days.
Yeah. We're going to do it off mic.
Yeah. That's where it needs to start.
So Eddie can show his blatant racism off of the,
no,
off the radio waves.
I'm part of a minority here. I'm a small minority, Cherokee. Where I think I'm a race abolitionist. I think your race.